she's absolutely fantastic, as well as him, in both in different ways. But and you know, they're such pros that they really enjoyed. She'd never really played that part that was quite as bitchy and nasty and sort of even a superficial way of putting it. She's just sort of evil on the inside to a point until she's broken towards the end, I guess. And we hopefully feel sorry for her. But yeah, I mean, I'd always wanted to work with the Gambon, as he's known, for years and years. I've been fascinated by the roles his choices, you know, the roles he does and the way he does them. He's a one-off, you know. It was nothing to do with the Dumbledore thing. You know, the connection to J.K. Rowling was purely, you know, a coincidence, a pleasant coincidence, you could say. I'd wanted to work with him on a project. I'd been putting together a film project about Charles Darwin, and I wanted him to play the old Charles Darwin on his deathbed in this film project, which subsequently never happened, I hasten to add. And I was trying to get him to persuade him to do it, and he was in a theatre in the West End, and I did a bit of research into him and knew that he was fascinated by and had a very keen hobby of collecting antique dueling pistols. So I got hold of one from an antique dealer that I knew, and wrapped it up in a bit of parchment paper and string and left it at the stage door with his name on it and a number, and basically challenged him to a duel and said he's not going to be in my film. Then, you know, 100 paces. I thought that would tickle his... I was interested in the fact that the pistol itself, but I thought it would also tickle his mischievous streak, which is legendary. And sure enough, I got a phone call, you know, the next day. So we went for a cup of tea, and I, you know, got him to say he'd be in the movie, but then financing, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'd wanted to work with him for some time, and this was then the next opportunity I had where a role presented itself that was sort of... I didn't feel I'd seen him do exactly the same thing before. He played as you say, in Layer Cake, some sort of dark characters. But this felt like it was, you know, it had a nice journey to it, and he was able to be more playful and comedic as well.